The real story behind this famous beer hop comes from the Franciscan Friary and the Old Abbey in Donegal Town. Now, as you know, that is a site of scientific importance, of national monument status, and has been retained for the Office of Public Works for many, many years. Way back in the 40s, when the state was just getting on its feet and recognising how important these sites were, the current department decided that the Office of Public Works, or the Board of Works as it was then known, should do some work in the Abbey. And one of the things they decided to do was uncover what was left of the old remains of the Franciscan Friary. It, as you know, had been covered, as you don't know, but it had been covered with a hugely invasive plant, which turned out to be a beer hop. Now, after many weeks of pulling away the ivy and the beer hop, my father, who lived and worked in Bridge Street in Donegal and walked round the abbey where his parents and ancestors were all buried, discovered that all this roots were had been thrown in the corner, and these roots turned out to be the beer hop. So he moved the beer hop, I think in 1952 was the year, and he took it out to a field that his mother had bought for his father to grow chickens because he had been diabetic. The beer hop anyway thrived and grew on there for another 20 or 30 years, and sadly at one stage I had to dispose of the property on behalf of my mother and did so. But I decided that I had to retrieve this plant that he had talked to me about in my childhood. I had a very good interest in plants, so I took it over to Glenveagh. And I also took it down to Killarney, to the National Parks. And in Glenveagh today, you can see where Patrick Burkett, in his wisdom, while he was the head gardener, and Sean O'Gehan, who has took over as a result, have now retained the plant. And I would certainly, as many others have done, consider it of very substantial historical importance.